When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Hey there, fellow humans. This is Nova Lane, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. If you're here, chances are you felt that familiar tug you know, the one that whispers, just check your phone for a sec, even when you're in the middle of something awesome. Well, today we're diving deep into how that little screen can seriously mess with our self-esteem and confidence. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else has it all figured out? Like they're living this perfect life while you're just, well, scrolling. That comparison game, my friends, is a real confidence killer. It's easy to get sucked into that vortex of envy and inadequacy, feeling like we're falling short in some way. Now, before you go blaming those perfectly curated Instagram feeds, let's remember that social media often presents a very skewed reality. People tend to share their best moments, the highlight reels, not the messy, complicated stuff that makes up real life. It's like comparing your behind-the-scenes footage to someone else's movie trailer. You know which one looks more appealing. But here's the kicker. Believing those curated versions can seriously damage your self-worth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us break free from that negativity spiral and reclaim our confidence. 1. Limit your social media time. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, how much time are you really spending scrolling? Try setting daily limits for social media apps. Use those extra minutes to do something amazing, read a book, learn a new skill, spend quality time with loved ones. 2. Unfollow accounts that drain you. This is huge. If certain accounts trigger negative feelings or make you feel inadequate, hit that unfollow button without guilt. Surround yourself with content that inspires, motivates, and makes you feel good about yourself. 3. Remember, it's not real life. Remind yourself that social media is often a carefully constructed illusion. People present idealized versions of themselves, their lives, and their experiences. Don't let that comparison trap steal your joy or make you feel less than. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents, skills, and qualities. What are you good at? What makes you awesome? Take time to celebrate your achievements, big and small. Write them down, share them with loved ones, whatever helps you acknowledge and appreciate your own awesomeness. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have our struggles and imperfections. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy that you would offer a friend. Mistakes are opportunities to learn and grow. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Think about that last time you went on a social media binge and how you felt afterward. Did you feel energized and motivated? Or did you end up feeling drained, envious, and maybe even a little bit worse about yourself? That's because our brains are wired to compare ourselves to others, especially in those carefully curated online worlds. We tend to focus on the perceived best versions of others, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem. But here's the good news. You have the power to break free from that cycle. It starts with awareness, recognizing how social media can impact your thoughts and feelings. Then, it's about taking conscious steps to protect your mental well-being. Limit your time, curate your feed, focus on your strengths, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, you are worthy, valuable, and deserving of love and respect regardless of what anyone else posts online. So, my amazing listeners, let's challenge ourselves to create a healthier relationship with our phones and social media. Let's reclaim our confidence, celebrate our uniqueness, and remember that true happiness comes from within, not from likes or follow counts. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how social media affects your self-esteem in the comments below. What are some tips that have helped you stay grounded and confident? Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of reality and motivation. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.